You're listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. My name's Jack Thurston, and this is The Bike Show. For the next half hour, we're going to be riding with Mark Ellen, editor of Word magazine, on his daily commute from Chiswick to Islington. At the start of the ride, I asked Mark what route we'd be taking.
So today's route, well, we're taking a bit of a detour, the scenic route, which will mean very little to your listeners, of course, which is we're going down the Chiswick Mall, past the Chiswick Gate, and past these fantastic old Georgian houses here on the left, which is quite nice because you miss out the really grim old ride down towards Shepherd's Bush. In fact, the trouble with cycling through London is that not much of it is very fabulous, as I'm sure you'd know. You have to go through, endure miles of ghastly gridlock and pollution in order to get to the great bit, which in my case is the bit where you enter Kensington Park, Kensington Gardens, by the Kensington Palace, in fact, on the south carriageway, and then ride all the way through to Hyde Park Corner, which is about a mile and a half. And it makes it worth it. Whatever the weather's like, it makes it absolutely worth it. It's phenomenal. Oh, that was nearly a
I think that's the taxis are the bane of the cyclist
the taxis,
life in
taxis
London.
Taxis have absolutely no regard for cyclists whatsoever. And in fact, I think they consider them sport to some extent, possibly even fodder.
You think you get extra points for... knocking them down in the taxi driver's lead.
I think they do keep a little... Shall we head down this way with the bridge? I think they keep a tally. But also, I think it cheers them up during their often rather lonely day.
But it's a long day.
It's a long day for those guys, and to nudge a few novelty cyclists into the curb must cheer them up no end, I think.
Well, it's broad sunshine here. Is this Hammersmith Bridge? Or
that's Hammersmith Bridge just up at the end there. Gorgeous with the sunlight. Sparkling off the water, isn't that a fantastic sight? We're just about to hit a step here.
Oh, the steps.
Oh, God.
I've got a bike, you can ride it if you like. It's got a basket, a bell that rings and things to make it look good. I'd give it to you if I could, but I borrowed it. You're the kind of girl that fits in with my world. I'll give you anything, everything if you want things.
The conflict between the humble cyclist and comrade taxi driver is to do with the cyclist's refusal to abide by the rules of the traffic light. And if you're a cyclist, it's a great temptation if it's a red light and clearly nobody's coming and no one's going to be a complete idiot and cross when it's going to endanger yourself or somebody else. But clearly, if it's a red light, the laws of the bicycle says, if you're not putting people out, go for it. And I think that's probably what aggravates the taxi driver.
So what's your position on the red light?
My position is, with a red light, if I think it's safe, I do this kind of shrug, a kind of shrugging, palms up, turned manoeuvre, and mug furiously at the people behind me, as if to say, look, it's just not my fault, I'm on a bicycle, I'm in a hurry. And so by way of an apology and proceed apace.
Because on the red lights, I go the other way.
What you?
I stop.
Oh, you stop.
I do.
Oh, well, I ought to, really.
Although I do some illegal U-turns.
But then
I've sometimes pedestrianised myself.
Oh, yes,
and become a pedestrian wheeling a bicycle to get somewhere a bit quicker. But on the red light, I just think going through a red light, it's just...
And I only go through a red light if it's obviously
Or maybe safe. If there's nobody looking.
There's nobody around.
If there's absolutely nobody looking.
Yeah.
But I mean, and the one-way streets. But I got pulled up by the police going down a one-way street in Covent Garden once.
They don't like it,
and,
do they?
They were pretty stiff with me.
Oh, they are. They're very stiff. I got stopped in Hyde Park once by a policeman who started talking about fines quite quickly. Yeah, and he was riding on a very peculiar machine, which was like a moped with an electric engine in it. It was like a bicycle, actually, with a little electric booster. So I took rather a dim view of him because he was sort of, you know, cycling on...
Pseudo-cyclist.
He was a kind of... Yeah, pseudo-cyclist. Trying to pretend he was down with the cycle hood. And then he started talking about... I was being a little bit iffy with him, really. And I said, well, that's all very well, officer. I said, but to be perfectly honest, I'm training for the London to Brighton cycle race on Sunday. And I just really, I don't have the time to go out and do this stuff in the country. And I just had to get up in the mornings and do it on the way to work. And if you've done London to Brighton, this strikes a real chord. And he changed his tune completely, which is really sweet of him. He said, you're doing London to Brighton?
So you had a little ditchling weekend moment.
He said, I did it a couple of years ago. The old back hasn't recovered yet. Fantastic, really enjoyed it. He said, anyway, all right, mate, well, mind how you go, a little pat on the back, don't do it again, bit of a friendly wink. And he kind of let me off, so that was quite nice of him, really. But this is, we're now in Hyde Park, the bottom of Kensington Gardens, which is what makes it all worthwhile, you know, if you've got to go to work and sit in an office all day and endure the misery and aggravation of the tube travel, bus travel there and back. It is so fantastic to think that for the princely sum of naught pence, you can travel in, as we are now, past Kensington Palace on the left, and we're going to ride up over this little ridge to the Serpentine, where there's a gorgeous sight of all the goose and swan feathers lying on the grass in the early morning dew. There's a bandstand on the right, and it's just fantastic in the mornings. And also you get that wonderful thing of urban life. They're obviously a pretty high income.
Ever seen anyone in the bandstand?
Nobody ever plays in the bandstand. No, it's gorgeous, and you get people in the early mornings here coming out and doing Tai Chi, and so all sorts of very, very...
Oh, that's very
people.
Kensington, isn't it?
Yes!
This is real personal trainer country.
It's a totally personal trainer country. And when you come back in the evenings, obviously totally different scenes. So what you get is all the activities that normally happen in parks, but done at a very high income level. So normally in a park, you know, where I live, you'd see people pulling out a little garage forecourt barbecue and slapping a few sausages on it. Here, quite genuinely, you see whole families, but they've brought with them their kind of Batman stroke barbecue merchant who lays on the barbecue for them. And you see people with their servants, there's no other word for it actually, producing fine tablecloths and silver cutlery, fine bottles of Chablis and nicely rolled asparagus sandwiches and brown bread. And they're having these tremendous kind of Victorian style spreads being waited on hand and foot.
Now, I gather you're partial to the occasional bit of music while you're cycling along.
Oh yes.
As well as going through the red lights.
Well, I think, you know, there's obviously two ways you can look at that. I mean, I think a lot of people shake the angry fist at you if they think you can't hear their car horn or whatever. And it's a fair point. And I don't play music terribly loud. And also I don't wear headphones, I wear little earplugs, and so you can obviously hear incidental noise outside.
And so what's on the CD player of a morning?
Oh, right. Well, I tend to play compilations, really, but the stuff that works obviously tends to be... tends to have a bit of a pulse to it, because if you start listening to ambient stuff, you just get distracted and slow down. In fact, one of the best albums I've ever heard while cycling, I think, is the... City of God soundtrack. I don't know if you've ever heard that. It's fantastic. The movie that came out about a year and a half ago. and it's this kind of salsa, Latin, sort of brass-driven, pumping sound. A lot of it also based on the 1970s kind of disco music at the time. It's fantastic. That's very bright. Very good. Darling. Oh,
Adachi.
Sugar.
Quem falou que a boca é tua, rapaz?
É, quem falou que a boca é tua, cara? Qual é, Dadinho?
Dadinho é o caralho, meu nome agora é Zé Pequeno, porra.
You're listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. This is The Bike Show. Out on the road, riding with Mark Ellen, editor of Word Magazine, from Chiswick to Islington.
You know, don't listen to, you know, Simon and Garfunkel. It's my.
It'll take you a while to get to work.
No, it would take you a long time. You'd find, you'd stopped in the.
You'd stop. You'd take
and
your
made
shoes
a daisy
off.
Chain. You'd take your shoes off. Yeah, you'd be sort of pouring yourself a cup of Earl Grey from a thermos, and the whole thing would be a bit of a disaster. No, you want energising, and obviously Kraftwerk, which I'm sure you'll play later in the programme. Kraftwerk's very, very good. We are now actually at the other almighty accident black spot. There's a traffic light here. This is the Hyde Park Corner. There's a traffic light which we're at. And when it turns to red, you have precisely, I think it's 11 seconds to get across the carriageway here into Hyde Park, the cyclist, before the other light changes. And one, two, three, four lanes.
Are we going to go through the through the gate here?
Yeah, we'll go underneath.
Across the island.
March. Go across the island, I think. There, the happy sound of London in the morning, hunting for cyclists. that's classic. Now that we're being honked at there by somebody who disapproves of the idea that we're riding side by side and that Jack is interviewing me. And he may have a point, actually. And again, oh.
Flags are out, the Queen is at home.
Flags are out, the Queen's there. Quite possibly looking out of a distant bathroom window now in a pink terry toweling dressing gown and going, oh look, two of my servants cycling to work, trying to ease the congestion on the roads. God bless them.
Maelstrom of the Strand.
The buses get a bit hairy along here.
Buses are coming at us thick and fast. Heavy duty motorcycle action. And obviously White Van Man is somebody that we start to encounter in central London who's an interesting...
Another enemy of cyclists.
Cantankerous character, an enormous enemy of cyclists. White Van Man has never been on a cycle and feels that they're an indication you haven't earned enough money in life. Why else would you be on one? And you could be riding around in a big white van with a St. George's flag hanging out the back. And they're very impatient and rather aggressive. They're clearly keeping a tally of how many cyclists they can run over.
They like to challenge the Ford Transit 0-30 record.
They do.
At every traffic light. So they sit there on the clutch, revving
on
away.
The grid,
and then hoof off,
leaving a sort of track of liquid steaming rubber in their wake.
And a nice cloud of
gas and smoke. Exactly. Probably still in second gear, get up to 60 miles an hour, and then immediately have to apply the brake, leaving a further track of rubber for the next light. Actually, this is pretty nice though, isn't it? This is pretty clear. So we're coming down the Strand. I think Simpson's just coming up on our right.
Now that's the spot for the cyclist breakfast deluxe.
Cyclist, yes. And probably cyclist lunch. Three things on the menu: lamb, beef, or duck. Isn't that what they specialise in? I think so. Last time I went there.
Why don't we do it in the road? Why don't
You're riding with the Bike Show on Resonance 104.4 FM.
Coming down by the courts. Yeah. Is this the High Court?
I'm not sure if it is. I think it is. Old Bailey's down here too. Right?
This is where you'd be for going through one of those red traffic lights
these days. Yeah, we both will be for that incident in St. James's Park.
St. James's Park. We'll be in the tower for that, won't we? Offending the Queen's pelicans. With the hum of
some
our...
Some form of beheading is the very
Now, there's a whole bunch
expect.
Of cameras. Who do you think's on trial here? Sean Jenkins. Beats me.
No,
what's he done?
Don't know. I thought it was too embarrassing to then say, who's Sean Jenkins? But Sean Jenkins is expected at the...
He's got about four cameras here. Four television cameras.
He's done a bad thing, I would say. By the level of press interest, this guy's been up to no good. But I don't know who Sean Jenkins is, so I can ask this photographer. Oh, this just in. Sean Jenkins was incarcerated 10 years ago for the murder of his stepdaughter and had two other daughters, and this is his appeal. So it's one of those kind of complicated cases of somebody who was banged up apparently for murdering a member of their own family. Who believes very strongly
and he's going to be let
he didn't
out
do
today.
It. Well, maybe he's been let out. This is his appeal. So I don't imagine it'll be here if the news was, do you know what? You're going back inside.
Have another good
15
for him.
Years. Good for him, exactly.
That's a good day for it. So good day to be free.
It is. Very good indeed. Pick some lovely weather.
Maybe he'll want to go for a bike ride.
Yeah, let's hope so. I mean, that's what I would suggest to him. If he came out now, I'd probably put him on the back of this.
You think you give him a backy?
I'd give him a backy.
Come on, Sean.
Come on, Sean. Come on, I'll take you for a spin around London. You haven't seen the place for a while. Poor old man, he's been doing a bit of porridge, you know. I think a little spin around on the back of a two.
They don't have bikes in jail, do they?
I doubt it, no. I think the exercise yard is a solitary.
We might go on
around.
They might have an exercise bike.
They might do. Well, they call them life cycles now.
Life cycles.
They, I think, disappointingly.
The elliptical machine.
Elliptical machines, that's right. It's something you find in a trimnasium. Yes. But good old Sean, let's wish him the very best. Just got to go through here. It's one of my favourite parts of London.
Oh, we're heading up towards Smithfield.
This is Old Smithfield Market, which is still just is the most gorgeous piece of architecture. And bits of it, amazingly, still are used as an old market. You go in there and there's joints of, carcasses of beef hanging on hooks.
Well, there's all those, and you see all those fellas at about 4:30 in the morning with white coats and enormous smears of blood down there.
That's right. In old London, they had a system where they were allowed to open the pubs around Covent Garden and Smithfield, particularly early, for these guys would come in and haul the meat, and you could go and get a pint of beer at 5:00 in the morning with all these fairly heavy duty characters. There was a famous fire here about 15 years ago at Christmas. Several thousand turkeys roasted.
A barbecue.
Roasted barbecue. It was indeed a barbecue. Several thousand turkeys roasted a bit early.
Well, when the tour comes to London, they need a route, don't they?
They do, and I mean, anybody you can do Chiswick via St. James's Park, probably getting arrested for trying to look at the pelicans, down to the Strand, back up to St. Paul's, Smithfield and Angel in about an hour would, I think, be deemed fit enough to take part in the event. But I like your idea that the Tour de France will start in London, but London hasn't quite got it organised, you know, and there's still roadworks and traffic jams and pedestrians and, you know, the poor old boys have to stop every now and again and let lorries go by. Hop up on the pavement and walk on occasions.
So this is it?
This is it.
Well, it's been a pleasure, Mark.
Joy has been unconfined and it's hard to even calibrate the extent of my delight. And I'm very pleased to be on your radio
program. What's on your desk today?
Oh, my desk today is organising a trip to America for myself, actually, to interview the great Elton John.
and something involving the group Yes, who are in their 38th revival tour, so the 38th year, and all manner of music-related editorial that we're going to put in Word magazine.
Great, thanks very much.
Thank you. That sounds good. That's great.
Give me my rocking bicycle for two.